A militant attack on an airbase in northwest Pakistan has left 6 assailants dead. The attack near the city of Peshawar also left 2 soldiers injured. Pakistan's army says the militants were trying to force their way into the Badabir airbase, but their attack was repelled. Peshawar is located in Pakistan's northwestern tribal regions, which have been a hotbed of pro-Taliban militancy for years now. Pakistani forces began a crackdown on militants in the area last year. Officials claim that at least 3,000 militants have so far died in the offensive. Now we're joined out of Islamabad by Mr. Navid Ahmad, investigative journalist. Mr. Ahmad, with the alliance with the United States and with all the assistance that Pakistani receives from the U.S., both economic and military, why is it that we still see brazen attacks like this, not to mention the 145 children, mostly children, that were killed in the school attack in Peshawar last year, and now this Air Force base attack?
Well, Pakistan Army is conducting the final leg of its operation in Waziristan, which is called Shawal Valley, and that is like their cantonment headquarter of any kind of militants that have been operating along the tribal regions. So this is a fallout of that action, and I think Pakistani Army has, the armed forces has dealt it very aptly in Peshawar. The attack was stopped at a place where it was not hurting any kind of air traffic or aircraft or installations. But definitely the attackers couldn't make it to the cantonment, which is a big security breach. And given the fact that Pakistani security forces are stretched too thin, such possibilities could not be ruled out. However, the situation has improved tremendously since Peshawar attacks, and Pakistani security forces have been able to preempt much of the suicide attackers' plans and other such terrorist activities.
And how does the future look for this, the Pakistani government's offensive against the Taliban, the Tehrik-e-Taliban in Pakistan?
Well, the offensive is not going to finish in Waziristan, which is in its last legs. It's going to continue in other parts of the country where it is felt that there are some elements which are hiding or there are sleeper cells. There are places like Karachi. In some parts, there is a possibility that such kind of militants would be hiding or would be present and can be active. Similar is the situation of Rawalpindi and Lahore. This is not going to finish here right now. As far as Waziristan operations is concerned itself, Pakistani armed forces are going to be there till 2018 at least, and there is going to be a couple of cantonments there as well. And mind you, this is an area where Pakistani military never stepped in since 1947. So now there will be actual military bases and cantonments there.
Thank you, Mr. Ahmad. That's Mr. Navid Ahmad, investigative journalist, joining us out of Islamabad.